Are there any other committee reports or reports from various working groups that we haven't heard from in a while? Okay, then that completes that item.
Alex?
Yes?
This is Ali.
Ali?
I'm sorry if this is out of order, but I was wondering if there was an update on the motion that the Personnel Committee dispatched to the Finance Committee.
James, do you have any update on that?
I'm sorry, I was just talking to Anita, sending her the Zoom information. Could you repeat the question?
Ali wanted to know if there was any update on the motion that the Personnel Committee referred to the Finance Committee.
That wasn't about the cost of elections.
No, it was about the cost of a new
executive director. Yes. We haven't met since then. We haven't met for, we're in a period of, I think, 3 weeks between meetings. So our next, because we nominated candidates for the secretary last time. So we'll be meeting this coming Tuesday. So we'll address it at that point.
Okay. And I see Anita has joined us. And I'm sorry we interrupted your evening, Anita.
That's okay. Actually, we had some exciting news. Someone interested in buying our house. I totally forgot. And I didn't receive the number for the Zoom call, but I apologize for being late. But here I am.
No problem. Do you have a report to give us?
Yes, I do.
I guess we're most interested in the audit, but whatever you want to speak about, go ahead.
That's really what I want to talk. I did reach out to George Walter and also Jorge, one of the CPA's senior partner in the account, and he just confirmed that they were making progress, that they were getting ready to send out the listing of some items that they wanted to sample out to us and for us to send out to the business managers. So I told him I would make sure that we got the information back on a timely basis. Again, no concerns about meeting the deadline, but it was all good.
Great. Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Chad, this is Lauren. So I have a quick question to Anita in regards to the audit. Anita, last year, when did the audit committee meet? Do you remember what day of the week they met?
What day?
Yeah, what day of the week they met?
I want to say Wednesday.
Okay, because I was tasked with volunteering, and I volunteered to convene the audit committee because we need to do that, right? So
yes,
and thank you for your work on the audits. Thank you.
Absolutely, and I failed to say that George is more than willing, Jorge, to meet with us when you decide to have an audit call. So
that's going to be very soon, Anita. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Chair, this is Sean.
Sean?
Yes. I have some information, actually a correction. I was on the audit committee last year, and we met on Mondays, not Wednesdays.
Mondays?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Sean.
No problem.
Anita, did you have a separate report that you might want to give us in closed session?
No, sir, I don't have anything else to provide. I mean, we're current working on February's financials, but everything else is going along smoothly. I did mention to James that I was going to ask one of my senior controllers to join me on the call next Tuesday. Essentially, she is my backup, if you will, and I'm sure I will be out for some vacation coming up that she would be able to respond to questions and also to present, which is the ultimate, of course. And we do this for all our clients to make sure that we are there to work with them and what have you.
So thank you. We appreciate that. And I the reason I asked is if you don't have a report for closed session, you don't have to attend it.
Okay. Well, I was really interested in the discussion, quite frankly.
But I mean, you're welcome to attend it if you want.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, we are out of time for committee but we still have about 5 minutes in the ICFO report, Chair.
Just if there's any other questions. Okay, then we go on to unfinished business. There's a motion. There's a motion left over from some previous meeting on scheduling committee meetings. I think that was submitted by Director Lark. Dwayne, do you want to read and motivate your motion?
Well, I don't have the motion in front of me, but I think it was only one line or two. That is that no meeting will be scheduled within 2 hours of an existing meeting on the KPFTX calendar. The purpose for that was there has been at least one or two times when there have been conflicting times where people are on two of the same committees. But it just simply, to me, makes sense that if you're going to schedule a meeting, you look at KPFTX and make sure that there's no meeting already scheduled. And if it is, don't schedule it within 2 hours of another meeting that's already on the calendar.
Okay, is there a second for this motion?
Chair, this is Lawrence. I second the motion.
Okay. I'll take a stack. Let me go first. I think the motion is too restrictive. I'll give you an example. We had to schedule this meeting tonight. I had to work around, something that was previously scheduled by a subcommittee of the governance, committee. And they were supposed to meet at they were supposed to meet at 8:30, which is normally the time that the PNB meets. That's why, by the way, we started the meeting at 7:30 because I couldn't get around that. And so sometimes you just have to, I think you just have to use some common sense. I think people should try to coordinate scheduling as much as possible, but sometimes these conflicts do arise and you have to use some common sense as to what works and what doesn't work. I think if your motion was in effect tonight, we probably would not have been able to have a PNB meeting at all.
Lawrence to the stack?
Yeah, Lawrence.
Thank you. Your point is well taken. The reason I stand up and seconded Dwayne's motion is because of the very same thing that you mentioned, is that some committees will double book or will schedule meetings almost within 2 hours or something like that, and some of us who are, you know, are workers for Pacifica on these committees find ourselves conflicted in terms of, you know, we got to just stay here for a little while, stay there for a little while. So I understand the governance, the bylaw subcommittee of governance was supposed to meet originally at 6:00 Eastern time. That's what it was scheduled for. But I think what happened was that it was still scheduled for 8:30 Eastern time on the KPFTX calendar. So I think that's a lack of communication, and I think Director Lott's motion would address some of those inconsistencies, and hopefully we'll be able to remedy that. And of course, everything is common sense, right? If it's not practical, then it's not practical. But I think this is a practical resolution, and And I urge support for the motion. Thank you, Chair.
Anybody else? Ron?
Yeah, Ron to the stack. Yeah.
Yep. And Ron.
Yeah, I understand, you know, what Dwayne is trying to achieve here, and but unfortunately, the way I see it is that, you know, we have so many committees and so few people, and so there are always going to be, you know, conflicts. The alternative would be to schedule meetings later. For people who are, you know, involved in multiple committees, or earlier. So I guess, I support the idea. I just don't think legislation is necessary. There's so many committees and so few people. Unless members are willing to start having meetings later, because if you can't have it at a reasonable time, then, you know, you're going to have that meeting, you know, later in the afternoon, later in the evening, or earlier in the afternoon, or whatever. So, you know, it's up for discussion. I support the idea. I'm just not sure if legislation is necessary to achieve it. Thanks.
Okay. Anybody else?
Beth, to the stack.
Okay. Beth?
Thank you. Another one of those people who have multiple committees to consider, not just attending, but often scheduling as chair, my concern is that further restrictions on when we can schedule things would create further difficulties rather than simplifying them. That I know there are already committees that I've tried, that I routinely try to schedule, that the meeting date is pushed back by a week or 3 or a month because the calendar is already full. And if you add a couple hours before and after everything that's already posted, that limits the available time slots that much more. And while I agree it's important that we coordinate with each other about these things, I prefer to allow flexibility, reasonable flexibility, rather than tie us into a rigid template that restricts us even further than we are. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else?
Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne, go ahead.
Well, the argument that I heard against the motion actually kind of counters with the purpose of the motion, which to me kind of makes the point. And when you don't have guidance, you do have confusion, and you do give license for even more confusion. That would be individuals knowing or not knowing. It's easy to know simply by looking at KPT X and know that there's a meeting schedule. And this would, this motion, if you were to read it, restrict P and B meetings. It doesn't have anything to do with station meetings, because that's obviously a hole that you don't want to go down. But you see, I don't have an interest in this motion as much as I did last year, because I was on 6 different or maybe 7 different committees. And since I wasn't voted on any committee, I really don't care about this motion anymore, because it's not going to affect me. So most of you think it's not important, just withdraw it. I'm willing to withdraw it. It doesn't affect my commitments that I had last year, which was overlapping, and I thought it was a great idea. And I don't think too many people have more than 3 committees on this board anyway. So it probably is not an important issue to them. It's only those folk who are overworking themselves that it's an issue. So if it's not an issue, I make a move without any objections to remove and withdraw the motion. That's where I stand.
I understand. Let me ask Mr. Tatum if that's doable. Mr. Tatum, can Mr. Lark withdraw his motion?
Mr. Chair, it would need to be seconded, and it would need to be voted on.
Okay. Does somebody want to?
This is Beth seconds, and thanks, Mr. Lark, for his consideration. Thank you.
Okay, so let me ask, are there any objections to Mr. Lark withdrawing his motion? Okay, seeing none, then the motion is withdrawn. And we go on to the next item, and that's new business. And I believe we have a motion from Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence, do you want to read and motivate your motion? Can't hear you. Lawrence, can't hear you. I think you're muted. Still can't hear you. Maybe somebody else wants to read the motion if Mr. Reyes is having technical problems, it appears.
Chair, this is James. I had some conversation.
I'm ready now. Do you hear me?
There he is.
Okay, you got your back. Yeah,
thank
we can
you, hear you. So this is a resolution, an emergency resolution, as everyone knows, that Mumi Abu-Jamal is currently fighting for his life without stating any political opinion. Mumi Abu-Jamal is fighting for his life. He contracted COVID, the virus. He has congestive heart failure right now, and he's struggling with that. And he has a skin condition that prevents oxygenizing his oxygen system. And we all know that WBAI and WPFW runs regular commentaries, and also it's currently, from what I understand, running updates on Mumia's case. And I really appreciate that because as a Black Panther baby and as a product of the survival schools of the Black Panther Party, I have a great appreciation. So I'm going to read the motion, and I hope that the directors support this motion because it's critical time right now. Mumia's currently in the infirmary, and if anybody has experience doing time, the infirmary as an inmate is the worst type of medical care that you can receive while incarcerated. So my motion is, the motion is as follows. The proposed resolution to the Pacifica PNB to mandate radio cards about the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal to protect his life. The proposed resolution to the Pacifica to mandate radio cards about the case of Mumia to protect his life, whereas Mumia Abu-Jamal has spent his life in the fight for justice against systemic racism and the violation of human rights, and whereas Mumia Abu-Jamal is one of the leading journalists in the world and is a member of CWA and NetBet, which is journalism unions, whereas Pacifica in its history has fought against racism and the violation of human rights in the United States, whereas many Pacifica stations and affiliates have programmed Mumia's commentaries on their programs, and whereas Mumia's life is now in danger with COVID and other serious illnesses which threaten his life. Could somebody else read, please?
Sure. I can finish if that's okay.
Sure, please do.
Whereas Pacifica must stand for justice and human rights, which is part of the principles of Pacifica and one of the reasons it was founded, therefore, be it resolved that Pacifica develop radio carts informing listeners about the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal, the need for his immediate release, and providing information to listeners on how to save his life, and that these carts be mandated all Pacifica stations. Do we have a second for this motion?
James, second.
Okay. Let me just comment here briefly. I think this is a good motion, and it's in the spirit of, we had a previous motion on this board about 2 years ago defending Julian Assange, who's also a journalist and is being has serious medical problems thanks to the treatment he's getting in a British prison, and thanks to the continuing efforts of the American administration to extradite him. So I think this is in that spirit. I fully support it. Anybody else want to speak on this?
James?
Ron to the stack.
Thomas to the stack.
I just want to say that I consider Mumia Abu-Jamal one of WBAI's broadcasters. We get it through prison radio, but we've been listening to it for years, and this is what we would do for anyone who was with us for that length of time. And but of course, it is a justice issue. It's an issue for all prisoners. We are the incarcerated nation, as he says often in his broadcasts. So I would say to imprison nation from Pacifica, we should all vote for this.
All right, Ron?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I would like to offer my new member of our board, Mr. Thomas O'Rourke, an opportunity to comment on this, because he's been involved in such projects. Would that be okay? And Thomas, are you there? Would you be willing to comment?
Thank you. I had raised my hand, Ron. If that's okay. Mr. Chair, is that all right?
Yes.
Yeah, hi. I would love to, Lawrence, that you add a line, whereas Mumia Abu-Jamal is an innocent man. I don't think it's political to make that statement. In fact, it might be, but it's the right state. It's correct. They know it. He's guilty of a conspiracy by the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania up and down the line. They're dithering, and they have been since this so-called progressive Larry Krasner arrived, and, you know, about, you know, file boxes found in some, you know, out-of-the-way office that points to the conspiracy between the DA at the time, who later became a Supreme Court judge in the Commonwealth and ruled on the various cases when he was finally taken out of death row. They sentenced him, they converted it, you know, in many people's opinion, illegally to a life sentence without parole, without so much as a hearing, just a piece of paper signed. It's a vast conspiracy. He's an innocent man. We need to say it out loud. Just like Julian Assange is an innocent man. And I would assume he is a union member, a member of the broadcast, broadcast journalists. Am I right in assuming that? I don't know specifically.
Yes,
that's another whereas. He is an innocent union member of great, world standing, with a street named after him in Paris and, in Berlin, and I support the motion.
Thank you, Chair. Can I close after members have?
Sure. Anybody else want to speak? Go ahead, Lawrence.
I'd like to pass the mic on to my. I'm sorry, I'm not having an easy time. I just did an interview with Noah Hammerham from Prison Radio, and she gave us an update on Mumia's condition, and it's not a good one. But I want to pass the mic over to Ralph Pointer,
who has been a steadfast fighter for prisoner rights and for those political prisoners. And as you can see in his picture, our brother, Mumia Abu-Jamal. Ralph, please.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak. Although I think this motion is necessary, it's a bit wordy, and I would like to bring it down to just a few words, a substitute motion. And that motion would be what we are witnessing, my brothers and sisters, is Emmett Till all over again, but this time slower. We are all witnesses to this situation. We, for 25 years or more, we of the left have missed the boat on supporting our political prisoners. This opportunity we dare not pass up. Thank you so much for the motion, Lawrence. 100%, 1,000%, and an aside, not to be a motion. I recognize the importance of Pacifica and Community Radio because in 1995, we spent $1,500 a half hour on the radio station corporate media, WWRL, weekly. And they threw us off. They refused to take our money when the issue went to political prisoners. We've been fighting it for a long time. But Pacifica was there when we were fighting to save Lynn Stewart's life. And when Mr. Obama said he would talk to anybody with 100,000 petitions, we were 87,000 on the way to 100,000 when they released her. We need Pacifica. We need to save Mumia. And I think that this motion runs hand in glove with the agenda of Pacifica in speaking truth to power to organize against injustice. Thank you for your time, and please support this motion. Thanks again.
Mr. Chair?
Ron?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to call the question.
Sure.
I requested just a brief 30 seconds.
Okay.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's okay with you, Mr. Pinchrack. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
It is a significant event, as we have always stood up for free speech. And Mumia is a exemplary example of free speech, bringing the discarceration narrative from inside the prison industrial complex to the world. And as we know that Mumia must have binoculars into our society, because he speaks so eloquently and so principally in regards to everything that he says during his commentaries. So notwithstanding the FOP and all those other state actors that want to murder Mumia, we do claim his innocence, and we do ask members of the board to activate for those who have programs and for those who have the sense of email list to also send out the resolution, and that demand that Mumia receive the appropriate medical treatment and that he receive the medical treatment that he needs in order to overcome yet another state challenge on his life. Thank you very much, and I ask for a unanimous vote. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you, Ralph.
Ralph here. Wait a minute. Ralph here.
Ralph?
I do believe, Lawrence, that we have to demand his freedom. Medical treatment would be his freedom.
Right. And I think that's one of the things Noel said from Prison Radio, is that the strategy is to ask for compassionate release because of his medical condition. So I don't know if that answers your question, Ralph.
Do you want to add a clause to the motion stating that explicitly?
Yeah, compassionate release. This is Lydia. I need to have a concise motion. I've heard several elements to this. I need a clean motion sent to me by the secretary right away if it's going to be mandated carts.
Well, I think we have the original motion from Lawrence, and we could add a clause there asking for compassionate release from Ms. Mumia.
I am okay with adding Mumia is the subject of a conspiracy. He is an innocent man, and that we demand his compassionate release immediately, now. And I appreciate the IED asking for a specific motion. I ask for a unanimous vote. Thank you.
Excuse my interruption. Can you do that one more time slowly while I type?
Okay, I'll try, Marianne. Oh, go ahead, Alice. You want to do it?
Let me just ask you where you want to put that clause. I think it should properly go in between the third paragraph from the end and the second paragraph from the end. The third paragraph says, whereas Mumia's life is now in danger with COVID and other serious illnesses which threaten his life, then you could have your clause. And then after that, it says, whereas Pacifica must stand for justice, human rights, and so on and so forth.
That sounds great. Did you capture that, Marianne? That's excellent. No,
whereas, I've got the location now. Whereas Mumia is the victim of?
A state conspiracy.
Of a state conspiracy and is an innocent man?
And is an innocent man. And then add its insertion right after illnesses that we demand his compassionate release.
Let's see, serious illnesses which threaten his life.
Julie to the stack.
And
Julie?
Demand his compassionate release.
The therefore it be it resolved part says the need for his immediate release. And I would argue maybe we change that to his immediate compassionate release or immediate release on compassionate grounds or compassionate health?
Well, it's saying compassionate release.
The need for his immediate compassionate release.
Yeah.
Or compassionate release immediately.
Immediate, I would say compassionate release. Therefore be it resolved.
Yeah.
It makes sense there. We have stated above that is necessary, and now we say, so up and do it already. Okay,
hey, don't put the effing in there. That's the FCC flag, so we don't want to do that.
Compassionate release. We always write these things properly, thank you. Okay.
Is everybody clear then on what we're going to be voting on? Okay, so let me ask, are there any objections? Okay, the motion is passed by acclamation. Thank you, everybody.
Chair, can I just thank the board members? This was not my doing alone. It was a collective effort. And I'm glad that the board signed in and that our IED and you, Chair, are supportive of this very critical issue. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have one other motion from the KPFK LSB. I don't know who's going to be introducing that. It's on the agenda. I don't know who put it on, but.
Alex, I did. This is Paulina. I put it on the agenda as it was passed by the KPFK LSB. It probably belongs at the NFC, but I wanted to, since the motion addresses the NFC, the PNB, and the IED, I thought that I might as well bring it to the attention of this body, and you, all of you, dispose of it, refer it to committee or whatever it is. But well, it's not my job to present it.
Was this motion... Was this motion, was this motion passed with the intention of the Pacifica board voting on it or affirming it or something?
Beth?
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
I'm trying to find out what this motion is before we get to a point of order. Go ahead.
Okay, this is Beth from the KPFK LSB and the National Finance Committee, and I was asked specifically to carry this motion, so I'm taking it up only because it seems to need the attention. It was passed by the local LSB, and it looks as if it addresses all three, the NFC, the PNB, and the IED, to go ahead and develop a budget by the end of the month because our local GM has not put forward a viable budget to this point. And rather than wait any longer, we recognize the need to move ahead on this. And I don't know that, I mean, if there are questions, I'll do what I can to answer. I didn't draft the motion, but I did support it. I do think it's necessary. And so if you need a KPFK director to stand up for it, then here I am.
Let me just get back to Ron. Ron, did you have a point of order you wanted to raise?
Yeah, my only point of order is this. I have a concern about the ability, you know, of Felina through the bylaws to submit a motion and have it placed on the agenda, you know, that though not a board member.
Exactly.
If Beth is willing to take over that motion, then I would be satisfied with that, but I do have to raise that question and would like a ruling on that.
I think you're correct. I think Paulina has certain rights and responsibilities as an officer, but she doesn't have complete, you know, she doesn't have all the rights of a director. And I mean, we have other members of this board who are, for instance, our IED. She's a member of the board, but she's not a voting member. So she's not able to present motions directly either. So I think you have a good point there. Beth, do you want to take over this motion and present it to the board?
I'm
request for information, Chair. Request for information, Chair.
Hold on, I just want to get an answer from Beth first.
If that's what it needs to move it forward, then yes, I am.
Okay.
Knowing that it's already been passed by our local LSB, then I'm carrying it on their behalf and standing up for their intention. So, yes, thank you.
Did you have a request for information?
Yes, Chair. In fact, I want to just say that I hope the motion is read, and I will stand with my colleague from KPFK, and that's
my other colleagues from KPFK to do the same.
Chair, this is Bolina. Would you request for 30 seconds?
Yeah, sure, Bolina.
Yeah, just to clarify, I was under the impression that I was requested by the local station board that in my capacity as secretary, I place it on the agenda, not obviously by no means was I under any illusions that I had any right to present the motion, but I had the understanding that all the directors, since this motion passed, I believe, or at least some of the directors here present, all of them supported it, and that was my understanding. I apologize if I had made a mistake. Thank you.
No problem. I'm glad you clarified that. Thank you, Polina.
This is James.
James?
Yeah, I was at the meeting where this motion was passed, and it was specifically addressed to me at one point in the meeting. And if you want to add more names to this, you can add mine to it as well.
Okay, so somebody want to... Before we go on, does somebody want to read the motion?
Mr. Chair.
Sure.
Yes.
I'm willing.
Hold on. I think I heard Mr. Tatum.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
A majority vote from an LSB on a particular issue or motion should be reported to the PMB by the chair of that LSB. That is the person that's supposed to report the motion.
Correct.
That's correct, but the chair of the LSB is not a member of this body. He could have been, he or she, I don't know who it is, could have been invited had we known about it beforehand, but they weren't. In any case, does somebody wish to read this motion?
This is Beth. I'm willing.
Go ahead.
So the KPFK LSB.
Somebody needs to put herself on mute, Chair. I'm sorry. I don't know who it is.
The KPFK LSB recommends that cuts in expenses at KPFK made so far are insufficient, and calls on the National Finance Committee, Pacifica National Board, and the Interim Executive Director to develop a budget by the end of March for the remainder of the fiscal year that includes additional personnel and other cuts in expenses to assure that KPFK can proceed on a balanced budget basis for the remainder of the year. This could include reductions in staffing and reductions in hours in lieu of layoffs that could be subsidized by the State Unemployment Insurance Fund. Suggestions of percentage cuts in various aspects of the state budget, including administration, programming, development, and personnel, developed at the local KPFK LSB Finance Committee are attached. And for myself, this is Beth again, I would be happy to work with whoever needs the support to see to it that we can implement this. I'll stand by it and shepherd it as far as it needs to go. Thank you.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
Yeah, so I'm willing to discuss this motion in closed session, and I would say that all the members, especially those at KPFK, need to, I'll revisit what we have explained in the past so they can get a sense of things, but.
I think that's a good idea. Can we table this motion and revisit it in closed session?
I move to do such.
A chair, I have a point of order.
What is point of order?
Isn't it more appropriate to refer the motion to executive session and not table it? And maybe that's a question for John Tatum, or for you.
I get that is a question for Mr. Tatum. Mr. Tatum.
In either case, a motion to move the motion to executive session is fine. It doesn't matter either way.
Okay, so let's move this to executive session.
It needs to be seconded and voted on.
We have a second?
Second, Chris Corey.
Okay.
We have any objections? Okay, hearing none, that motion is approved and we are finished with the open session. We will reconvene in closed session in 4 minutes.
I'll cut the stream in a second.
Okay.
Alex, this is Heather.
Yes.
I just have a comment before we close. I just am wanting to thank everyone. I need to say I was the timekeeper for speakers and everybody kept the time. It was just wonderful. One other thing I just want to mention before we leave the session also is that I'm so appreciative about the board passing this motion regarding Mumia Abu-Jamal. And I just wanted to mention another political prisoner who was not brought up tonight, who I've been working on forever, is Jamil Al-Amin as well. And so that's for perhaps further discussion. But I'm wanting to thank the board so much for all of this. Thank you for the timekeeping and for Mumia altogether. So thank you.
Okay.
Can I have just 15 seconds? Heather, nobody wanted to mess with you as timekeeper. That's why everybody kept to their time.
Thank you. I never had to interrupt anybody.
All right. So 3-4 minute break and then we'll be back in closed session. Okay.